wonderful things for me that I did not have the power to do because the enemy did such evil to me. But greater is he that's in me than he that's in his old wretched evil world. And I come to you today to let you know that that same power is waiting to enter into you. That same Jesus is waiting to pick you up and turn you around. Place your feet on solid ground and start you out anew. Jesus hadn't given up on you. Jesus knows all that you're still crying. Jesus knows you cried last night. He's aware of that. He wants you to come to him. Come taste and see that he is good. Come taste and see that he loves you with everlasting love. And then you will see when your enemy comes fooling with you one way, that his spirit will chase him several different ways. You run, devil, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you so much for the mighty God that we serve. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You know, my brothers and sisters, this is truly the time of need. You know, God is shaking the whole earth. He is shaking the whole earth just like he said he would do. He's shaking the whole world, like the Lord's doing. And as we read our Bibles, we can find he did that once before, fooling with his people. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What an awesome God that we serve. For the Lord truly is good. And all the time he's good. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. In every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity once again that you have presented unto me. Oh, country boy, whom they said wouldn't amount to nothing. God has chosen me as an instrument to carry his holy name. If you only knew my story, how much pain I had to endure in order to be able to be an instrument to carry his name. I'm so grateful that as I look back on it now, it was all for this purpose. For such a time as this. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Want to let you all know, be safe out there. Wear your mask, practice social distancing, what you do together, do no partying. It's time out for that. It's time out for partying. It's time to get your houses in order. You know, Jesus is holding back. Why? Waiting on you. Holding back, he's waiting on you. Yeah, he loves you. He's holding back. He's waiting on you. You're the reason he's holding back. He's waiting on you. He loves you. He knows all about you. He loves you. Yeah, he's able to. He can do all things. I hear you. He can do all things with you. There ain't nothing he can't do. He's God. All powerless. We love y'all. And as you all know, this is the three of us ministries that I am, Messenger Metric McGovern from Pineville, God's country. Oh, yeah, look what he has done. If the Lord's will, we'll see you all next week, same place, same time. And we love y'all. Bye now. Same place.
AYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I want to talk about getting good out of bad. Into your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, there is a way that you can get some good stuff out of some bad things. Praise God. You see, circumstances often throw and defeat people. The maturity of a person can be seen how well he or she can handle the things. I'm talking about the circumstances of life. Praise God. And if you have never been through a circumstance, you have never been through a thing, only message I have for you today, keep getting up in the morning. You see, I know that writer once said that our problem is to be able to see the hand of God in a world of law and order when things go against us. Amen. That's why I keep telling you, if you haven't had a circumstance yet, if you haven't had one of those life situations yet, just keep getting up in the morning. Praise God. You see, failed plans, sickness, shattered dreams, failed opportunities, and even death, all these can cause us grief. Yet, they may also lead to tremendous opportunities. You see, such was the case of the Apostle Paul here in our text today. Paul had longed to go to Rome so that he could preach the gospel. Praise God. He did go to Rome, but he was there as a prisoner. Praise God. Y'all got to catch this. You see, he made use of his time by writing letters to the churches. Paul wrote to his Philippian friends about what had happened to him. You see, God had turned a bad situation into something. You see, Paul's personal situation, amen, it was bad. For what? He was in prison. But his spiritual situation was good, praise God, because what? He got the opportunity, praise God, to preach the gospel, praise God. In other words, Paul is saying that even though I'm in Rome, I long to come to Rome so that I can preach and preach freely, praise God. God allowed him to go to Rome, praise God, but he wasn't free as he thought he was. He was locked up. Praise God. But guess what? God used that bad situation and it turned out to be good. Praise God. You got to understand, praise God. And this is a message, praise God, to set at ease the mind of our friends and his friends and in Philippi. Praise God. Paul asserted the things that had happened to him resulted in what? The furtherance of the gospel. You see, even though he was in prison, Paul had been allowed, you guys can read the whole story. Paul was allowed to even arrange his own living quarters, praise God, until the time of his trial, praise God. And then he was in chains all the time to Roman soldiers, praise God, where he can be sure that those soldiers heard the gospel. And can I tell y'all what Paul told them? Amen. I guarantee you, every last one of those soldiers, praise God, that Paul was strapped to, probably got hurt, got tired of hearing Paul talk about this man by the name of Jesus. Praise God. You see, the one thing that we as believers must do and we must learn is to live above our circumstances. Is there anybody here right now who is willing to live above your circumstances? Who Praise God, you may be at a point right now where you may have your bill on tomorrow. You may be at a point right now, praise God, where you're waiting to go into the hospital. You may be at a point right now where you have been diagnosed, praise God, with something that is bad for your health. But guess what, my brothers and my sisters? We have to learn to live above those circumstances. So as we look at this text today, my brothers and my sisters, there are three what I call mechanisms, if you will, that will help us for getting, praise God, good out of bed. And the very first thing that we look at, praise God, is that there is a method for getting good out of bed. Amen. If you look at verses 12 all the way through verse 18, you're going to see one thing that should jump out at you, praise God, and that is the fact that the gospel of Jesus Christ was being preached. Amen. Praise God. One thing I like about Paul found himself in a situation. It was a dark situation. Paul was in a Roman jail under Nero. Amen. I don't know how many people here know anything about Nero. If you know anything about the Emperor Nero, praise God, that was a time when Nero was ruling Rome that you would not want to be on his bad side. In fact, you wouldn't want to be on his good side, because Nero was the one that was responsible for even burning down Rome itself. So Paul found himself, praise God, in a jail. But you want to know something I like about Paul? Praise God, when I said we ought to live above our circumstances, let me just show you some things that Paul did not do. Paul did not grumble and complain. Paul did not question God and wonder, why me? Sometimes when we find ourselves going through something, we sit there and say, well, why that couldn't happen to somebody else? Why me? Praise God. Paul didn't do that. Paul did not whine, neither did he murmur. Paul did not fall, praise God, to pieces. He didn't break into pieces, praise God. Paul did not throw in the towel, praise God, and said, I'm not going to serve this God no more, because this God is not doing me any good, praise God. Paul, amen, did not curse God, nor did he give up his faith. What did Paul do? There's a couple of things that Paul continued to do. Two things in particular. Paul continued to witness, praise God, about the goodness of God. Praise God. Not only that, Paul continued to preach about the goodness of God. Paul also observed others who preached about the goodness of God. Some of them who had some wrong intentions. But praise God, Paul said, I'm not worried about that. As long as the word of God is being preached, praise God. In other words, what Paul is doing, Paul is saying that we ought to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. First witness that we need to be. Three of these witnesses that we ought to witness to. We can witness to Christ as our personal Savior. How many people in here have been saved? Come on now, come on. I should have seen more hands than that. Should have been every hand in this building went up, praise God. If you have been saved, praise God, then you have a witness that you can tell somebody. Praise God, because if God has done anything for you, amen, you should be able to tell it to somebody. Praise God, tell them how I used to be, praise God, one of these. Because I think I'm looking out here, Brother Lucas, I believe I'm looking at a bunch of used-to-be's. Praise God. The only folks out here that may not be a used-to-be is one of these little bitty children. Praise God. And if you allow them to walk around.